to the phone, Barris was saying in a weird, high-pitched, slow voice, "Operator, is it called the inhalator squad or the resuscitation squad?"
"Sir," the phone tab squawked from its speaker by Fred,
"is there someone unable to breathe? Do you wish—"
"It, I believe, is a cardiac arrest,"
Barris was saying now in his low, urgent, professional-type, calm voice into the phone, a voice deadly with awareness of peril and gravity and the running out of time.
"Either that or involuntary aspiration of a bolus within the—"
"What is the address, sir?" the operator broke in.
"The address," Barris said, "oh, let's see, the address is—"
Fred, aloud standing, said, "Christ." Suddenly, Luckman, lying stretched out on the floor, heaved convulsively. He shuddered and then barfed up the material obstructing his throat, thrashed about, and opened his eyes, which stared in swollen confusion.
"He appears to be all right now,"
Barris said smoothly into the phone.
"Thank you. No assistance is needed after all."
He rapidly hung the phone up.
"Jeez," Luckman muttered thickly as he sat up. "Fuck."
He wheezed noisily, coughing and struggling for air.
"You okay?"
Barris asked, in tones of concern.
"Well, I must have gagged. Did I pass out?"
"Not exactly. You did go into an altered state of consciousness, though, for a few seconds, probably an alpha state."
"Oh, God, I soiled myself."
Unsteadily, swaying with weakness, Luckman managed to get himself to his feet and stood rocking back and forth dizzily, holding onto the wall for support.
"I'm really getting degenerate," he muttered in disgust, "like an old wino."
He headed toward the sink to wash himself, his steps uncertain. Watching all this, Fred felt the fear drain from him. The man would be okay. But Barris, what sort of person was he? Luckman had recovered despite him. What a freak, he thought. What a kinky freak. Where's his head at, just to stand idle like that?
"Okay, I could cash in that way,"
Luckman said as he splashed water on himself at the sink. Barris smiled.
"I got a really strong physical constitution," Luckman said, gulping water from a cup.
"What were you doing while I was lying there? Jacking off?"
"You saw me on the phone," Barris said, "summoning the paramedics. I moved into action at—"
"Balls,"
Luckman said sourly, and went on gulping down fresh, clean water.
"I know what you'd do if I dropped dead. You'd rip off my stash. You'd even go through my pockets."
"It's amazing," Barris said, "the limitation of the human anatomy. The fact that food and air must share a common passage, so that the risk of—" Silently, Luckman gave him the finger.